With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A correctional officer with the Oneida County Sheriff's Office has been arrested on charges involving women incarcerated at the jail. 26-year-old Jacob Pettit was arrested for solicitation of prostitution and misconduct in public office. Pettit is employed by the Oneida County Sheriff's Office, according to a news release from the Sheriff's Office. The arrest was made Monday in coordination with the Sheriff's Office and the Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation. Police say the investigation involved Pettit having contact with women who had been incarcerated at the jail. The sheriff's office is asking anyone with information that may assist in the investigation to contact Detective Sergeant Kelly Mormond. Pettit is due in court this afternoon. The new expansion at Aspira's Rhinelander Clinic is now open. The expansion means more space, more services, and more jobs. WXPR's Katie Thorson explains why the improvements are needed and what comes next.
For more than a year, construction crews have worked on expanding the Aspira's Rhinelander Clinic. 22,000 square feet have been added to the clinic near the corner of Stevens Street and Highway 17. There are new check-in areas, waiting rooms, and exam rooms. The expanded space also means more room for specialty services like outpatient therapies, sleep studies, and pulmonary function testing. Rob Fabish is the regional clinic director for Aspira's.
You know, basically, we were out of room in our current building. We had increased demand for specialty care for our specialists that rotate up here out of Wausau.
With this project just about wrapped up, Aspira's has already started work on its next project. Fabish says they're working on improvements to the existing space.
We've already begun in certain areas. It's a little more tricky over here because, you know, we've got patient care going on in all areas of this side. But we're looking to have this done probably by April. On this end.
The expansion also means more jobs for the area. Fabish says they've already hired some staff to cover the extra check-in desks. He also says there's now more opportunity to hire medical professionals in the future that would be based out of Rhinelander. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The Let's Minocqua Visitors Bureau and Chamber of Commerce is now accepting applications for the 2021 room tax grants. The grants are open to nonprofit groups and organizations that can help boost tourism in the Minocqua area. Crystal Westfall is the chamber director.
As of right now, there are two priorities, and that is tourism destination development and promotion. Those are the only two things that we're looking at.
There is up to $20,000 available. Westfall says the board of directors was able to increase the grant amount this year due to the increase in visitors. She says the increase this year was a direct result of the marketing efforts they've put in over the last 5 years.
We have been investing in tourism and the tourism product of the Minocqua Arborvitae Woodruff area, you know, for 50 years, right? Like we've been doing this for so long, but the past 5 years, we really doubled down on outdoor recreation.
Westfall says people say the Minocqua area was a place they could get outdoors and socially distance. The grant applications are due January 29th. We have a link to apply on our website, WXPR.org. Governor Tony Evers and the State Department of Health Services are urging the federal government to release more of the COVID-19 vaccine to Wisconsin. DHS Deputy Secretary Julie Williams-Van Dyke says the lack of vaccine is the biggest slowdown to the distribution system. Right now, those who are actually giving people their shots are told to keep about a week's worth of doses in stock. That means they're putting in orders about 2 weeks out. Williams-Van Dyke says the need is not being met.
Last week, we had more requests for vaccine from our vaccinators to immunize phase 1A workers than we had vaccine to send them. We need more vaccine.
Right now, Wisconsin gets about 70,000 doses a week. Williams-Van Dyke says the state needs to be getting about double that amount. The federal government distributes doses based on state population. Williams-Van Dyke says the issue with that is Wisconsin has a greater portion of the population that falls into the Phase 1A category compared to other states.
In less than a month, we have built this system. We are expanding it. We stand ready to grow it further. And we cannot do that without more vaccine.
Wisconsin will be moving into Phase 1B next week. Starting January 18th, fire and police first responders would be eligible to get the vaccine. Authorities want to raise awareness about human trafficking. It's a crime that hides in plain sight. While the prevalence of human trafficking in Wisconsin is difficult to estimate since it's often underreported, it can happen in any community. Victims can be any age, race, gender, or nationality. Police say rural areas, especially ones along major thoroughfares, are targeted for their easy transportation to big cities. Wausau Police Officer Sarah Bettish.
Recognizing that this topic and this crime is occurring, and it is occurring in our small town area.
Recognizing key indicators of human trafficking is the first step in identifying victims and can help save a life. Bettish says the best thing you can do is be a smart and safe observer.
Very good witness, collect those license plates, make some models of the car. What did you observe? What time was it at? And let us know so we can do our follow-up.
If you see something online that can correlate to the idea of trafficking, you are urged to quickly report it. Audio in this story is courtesy of WAOW Television. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum shows that Wisconsin's state and local tax burden dropped below the national average, and taxes as a share of income in 2020 reached their lowest level in at least half a century. The report released Monday showed that state and local taxes as a share of income was 10.2% in 2020. That is its lowest point since at least 1970. Overall, taxes increased by 2.3% in the past fiscal year that ended June 30, 2020, but the report says that total personal income went up by 3.4% in calendar year 2019, the most recent year that data is available for. Our forecast, mostly cloudy today, a high near 32, patchy fog after 10 p.m. tonight, mostly cloudy, and a low around 20. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.